is good and he is worthy, not of some of our praise, but all our praise. This morning, I'm going to start this. The title is The Heavenly Broadcast Network. HBN. Some of y'all may know, some of y'all may not, the little storm that we had, I think, last week. Well, it struck near our house, but no fire was started.
Amen.
So Lord blessed right off. He blessed us right away. But we lost all satellite, all communications through. We were watching. I think the TV was on. But one thing I found out when that TV went out, it still was a signal coming in. But we could not receive it. And we're going to find out in just a few minutes. You notice what Verizon, what's the other one? Comcast. All of them basically draw signals in from the satellite the same way. But I'm going to concentrate on just two. Well, I didn't want to jump ahead of myself. See, most of us, if not all of us, we use satellite service to get our TV programming. Is that right? The way it works is that there is a satellite 22,000 plus miles out in space from the Earth that sends us a signal, downloaded, downlinked to us so that we can see clearly a picture in color, and often some of our programming coming HD, high def, that produces that signal, that produces that picture, allows us to tune in and get a clear vision of what's being programmed to us. I want to introduce to you the Heavenly Broadcast Network. Now, let me tell you something about this network. This network is uniquely designed to allow you, if you will operate with a heavenly perspective, to tune in to glory for a better life in history. To tune in to heaven to learn how to navigate hell, to tune in to eternity so that we can steer better in time. A heavenly broadcast signal uniquely designed to steer your life and mind according to the will of God to accomplish the purposes in your life and for mine. Paul was writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He tells us, he tells us about this network, I'm calling it, or this satellite feed that is available to you and to me today. The first thing he wants you to know is that if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you have been granted the capacity to receive the signal. If you are a Christian and you own the receiver, you see, if you have DirecTV, I have that, still have that, because that's more personal. That's what I'm using these two I'm going to mention. All of them bring their signals down the same way. But these two have their own personal dis. It's on top of your house. So I'm going to use those two as an example. So if you have DirecTV, that means you have a dis on top and a receiver in the house. And they combine to pull down the signal from the satellite so that you get a picture. The satellite exists or do not, even if you do not have a receiver, the satellite still exists. It's up there. But your capacity tune in has to do with whether you possess a receiver. When a person accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, God installs a receiver in your soul. 1 John, you don't have to turn there, I'll just let you know where it is. 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 through 27. He calls this receiver the anointing. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit deposited in the soul of the believer, quickening their human spirit in order to pick up heavenly tuning. It is designed for you to be able to draw down from the satellite up there, from God, into life down here, so that the screen of your life can come up in color. What does this receiver show you? When you tune in, if it's on, what will it show you? 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 says, it'll show you the things which the eye have not seen. It'll show you the things which the ear has not heard. It'll show you the things that have not already entered into your consciousness. And is prepared. The receiver has already been prepared for those who love him. Now, often, this verse is quoted as a reference to heaven. But this right now is not that. It's a reference to earth from heaven, because he says, for God has revealed them unto us. So God has a download from the uplink to the downlink to the receiver in your soul to give you a picture of your life that will show up in the screen of your mind to direct you how you should live. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have a receiver. Now, if you have DirecTV, you have hundreds of channels. You've got channels about a whole bunch of stuff because of different programming. Let's see what your heavenly receiver will show you on the channels it has available to you. In verse 12 of 1 Corinthians, second chapter, he says, for to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit reaches all things, even the depths of God. Now, let's talk about something we're more familiar with. How about this Google search? This search engine, the Google, allows you to pull up any subject on anything to get information about it, and you get it quick because it has accumulated the world's knowledge on all the subjects to which it is aware in order for you to pick up the data needed for your information you desire for the subject matter you're pursuing. He says, the Spirit of God, the anointing, the receiver, knows the deep things of God. Yeah. So you have a search engine tied to a satellite that's a receiver that can pick up data from heaven and deliver it to you on earth. And the interesting thing about that, about this Google search, is that it is from God, who knows everything about everything. He knows everything about anything, and only the Spirit can pick up that data, because only the Spirit knows the deep things of God. He says, like a deep sea diver, you said it this morning, you can go to the bottom of the ocean and pick up things off the ocean floor, because he knows everything, all the data about everything. Even when you go on Google, Google has to be updated. So when new information comes, it gives you new data. God never has to be updated, because all data has already been pre-known by God, who is the author and of all information. So that is better than Google. It's also better than Google because because of its purpose. Because its purpose is about your life. How we are to live. And with a Google search, the Holy Spirit's job is to give you the data for life. Now, he says something here. He says, we have not, verse 11, received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. He says, let's clarify the system. If you have DirecTV, you don't have a dish. If you have the dish, you don't have DirecTV. Dish, there are two companies in competition with one another. If you have Dish, you don't have DirecTV, because those are competing companies. You can't use a dish system on a direct signal TV, because you're coming at this in two different directions, two different ways. In fact, you hear them on television competing with one another, both of them wanting your business. And I still get mail pretty often from the dish company. They want your business. He says in that verse that there is a system out there that wants your business, and he called it the system of the world, which you have not received. He says, the world, you haven't received that. He says, you have received a receiver that comes from God. What we have today are a lot of Christians who want to mix signals. They want to purchase DirecTV, but they want to use Dish. They want to come to God on Sundays and hear from God on Sundays, but they want to come to church, but they want to come from God to get to take their information from the world on Monday. And wonder why the systems are confused and the picture is fuzzy. Because they hadn't decided which system they want to use. And in creating a conflicting system, they wonder why a color picture is not only showing up only in black and white. It comes up and goes off. There is an ongoing clarity about life, because there's confusion about which system you are operating on. He says, if you want information from heaven, you can't be tuned in to a system of the earth. Because if you are tuned into the system of earth, all you're going to get is earth data. But if you want things that the eye have not seen, the ear has not heard, and that neither has entered into the hearts of man, you must be tuned into the Heavenly Broadcast Network. You must be tuned into a divine point of contact. God has made it clear that when you combine what he communicates in his word with what the Spirit gives you in the mind, it will lead you in the life that you are proceeding in the will of God. God wants to do, what God wants to do is to give you clarity on what you should live your life and decisions you shall make. How many times have we heard the word of God? This is all that is saying. How many times have we heard the word of God and we got instructions? We came to church today. We heard something that you really need. Lord, I need the directions. I need something. And we came to church on Sunday and we heard something when we got up Monday and it's confusing and we begin to move on that. Your directions are wrong. Because God will not going to speak to you. Because you have mixed signals. Either you want all of God or none at all. Verse 14. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. Now, the natural man is a non-Christian. This is the person who doesn't have a receiver. And because they don't possess a receiver, because they have not yet accepted Christ, so the Spirit of God does not dwell in them. They cannot pick up the heavenly frequency because they don't possess a receiver. And not only do they not pick up, he says in verse 14, they cannot pick up what God is saying because they don't have a receiver. Oh, but there's also the carnal Christian. Not talking about any of y'all here. He says, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1, he says, I think it goes to verse 1 to 3. He says, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not able to receive it. Indeed, even now, you are not able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, and you not fleshy, you are not fleshy, fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men? He says, oh, now he introduces us to Christians who do not get the signal. See, we know the natural man didn't get the signal. But now here it is, he is introducing us to a Christian is not getting the signal. But the carnal man is a Christian who has a receiver that's not turned on. Come on, Pastor. You see, because you have a receiver doesn't mean that you're going to get the picture. Unless the receiver is turned on, you might as well be a natural person because you're not getting the picture like the person who doesn't have the receiver, because the receiver that you do not have not yet been charged, not yet been engaged. And therefore, the natural man's screen is blank and the carnal Christian screen is blank. Because they are still operating naturally. They're operating out of their own human understanding. Do you know what he said? He said, if you go to human wisdom, that's man's point of view, to guide how you live your life and make your decisions, no wonder you're confused. No wonder we make so many bad decisions. So why? Because human wisdom is limited. The tragedy is that believers keep combining or flipping the networks and wondering why the one that's supposed to work is not working. When it comes to your life, your decisions, he says, only the mature get the wisdom of God. He calls it in James 1:5. He says, any attempt to operate on both systems for your life at the same time is being called a double-minded man. Operating on two systems simultaneously. Now think about it. Before you truly became a Christian, how many times have you been to church? Let's say you're a non-Christian. You came to church, heard the word of God, and you said something was said that touched your heart because you've been a loser all this time. And the word says, you know, you become a Christian, he said, I'll look out for you. I'll help you navigate through this bad world that we live in. So you gave your life to Christ. But did you give the word long enough to sit? Did you go home and read the scriptures? And you learned to pray. Did you grow from that introduction to Jesus? Oh, I felt good. You felt good because you never felt this way before, and God has entered into your life, and you go back. Oh, you're just chilling. But then it's easy to step back into the world's point of view. And that's what he's talking about, a double-minded man. It's unstable in all his ways. And then God says, let not that man, that woman, that boy, that girl think they will receive anything from the Lord. God is not obligated to show you a picture if you're double-minded. So the natural man, no receiver. The carnal or the fleshly oriented, the man, a sinned believer, does not receive the signal even though he has a receiver. The signal will not come through. You can pray all you want, go to church all you want. You can do all those good things, but there'll be no picture on the screen if you're operating dual competing networks. Then it comes to verse 15 and 16, 2 Corinthians 2. He says, for he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. Now, the Christian who's operating on this one network, when it becomes to life, reality and life's decision, he says the spiritual person in verse 15 is able. Here's the word used over and over again, appraise, to appraise. Now, the word appraise means to elevate or make the proper judgment or decision. Amen. Life is full of decisions. We've made our share of bad ones. Not talking to you, I have. I made my share of bad ones. The carnal will not have that ability. That's why Hebrews 5:14 says that the spiritual, mature Christian will be able to discern good from evil. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 18 says, when you fear the Lord, you will discern good from evil. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9, Solomon prayed to the Lord, said, give me understanding, give me an understanding heart that I might be able to discern good from evil, so that I know what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong, what's up, what's down, so that I will perceive things clearly and therefore make the best decision possible. So if you want a life for the rest of your life that's guided by heaven, stay tuned to God, for he will never let you down. In order to do that, you have to stay tuned to the heavenly broadcast network. If y'all have listened and been here for the last few months, everything that has been preached came at it all different ways, but every way was right. Came at us trying to say, God says, I want all of you. Before he can move totally like he want to move in your life, he must have all of you. He is preparing, I know you heard this, he is preparing to come back. And I swear, I believe it's sooner than we ever imagined. But I know that one thing he said that I remember years ago, before he comes back, he will, everyone that's with him will get what they, even if it's not but a day, he will make his promises before he returns. You may not keep it long, but you won't care, because you're going to be part of that unshakable kingdom that he also talks about. That's why he wants so much for us, is don't play church when you come in. See, I'm done with the word right now, because we got the same word, I don't know how many, from how many pastors, how many deacons, all the time. My brother last week, oh my goodness. I heard it said by a young'un, had them sitting on the edge of their seat, but I hope they took that word to heart. Amen. See, when I hear someone minister, I don't care, I don't know anything. I want to hear what they have to say. Amen. Because I take everything that I need. See, sometimes they use a scripture, so what? That was there? Man, how did I miss that? But it causes me to do one thing. Take that scripture and go read it again. Now, why did I miss this? And then sometimes we overlook little simple words, knowing what they mean, because God's not ready for you to get that way yet. Amen. He has something he wants to apply it to. But once you get it, you'll be blessing somebody else. Every time someone gets up here, it has to bless somebody else. It should bless somebody else. Anyone here that has not completely given your life to Christ? Now, let me start off from the bottom. You have not given your life to Christ. And you heard something, even if you heard something on the last week, the week before that, and you're ready now. It's something said to touch your heart, so I give up. Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take you giving up the life that you think you're having problems with into a new life in Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Now, anyone here that has given their life to Christ, but they did something like Michael Jackson came with the moonwalk. Looked like you were going forward, but you were moving back, further and further back. And you left him. You thought you could have a better time out there in the world. But see, like the prodigal son did, he came to himself. You know why he came to himself? Because he wasn't himself. He says, I'm going back to my father. Even if I have to work as a slave, I'm going back to my father's house. But how far do you have to go this day to turn back to the Lord? There's only one step. Didn't he tell you when you first gave your life, I never leave you nor forsake you? And we left him, so he's following you, waiting for you to make up your mind. 180 degree, one step, and you're right back in his loving arms. Anyone like that today?